Good morning. Monday morning here in Davie, Florida, the Miami Dolphins training facility. Dolphins practice just getting wrapped up in the bubble today. The guys went back to work yesterday after preseason game number 3 in Philadelphia, 38-31 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. And a lot of things we learned from that football game is one of the main things that we noticed is that this football team still has a way to go to be where they want to be before September 10th when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to Hard Rock Stadium. I'm Kim Bocamper. This is the Audible. If you got questions for us, we'll be with you about a half an hour. You can go ahead and send your questions in on Facebook. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, if you're watching us on Periscope, just go down to the bottom of your message bar, send your questions in. We'll get at them. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about, certainly. This football team, where they're going, what's going to be the final roster makeup of this team. And this really is the last opportunity this week when the Dolphins head up Wednesday to go face the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday evening. Final preseason game for both teams. In fact, I believe all the teams, all the NFL teams are playing on Thursday, aren't they, right? Wrapping up the season on Thursday, so that'll wrap up the preseason for everybody. It'll give everyone 10 days or so, unless you're playing that Thursday night game the following week, the opener, to get yourself ready for the big games and opening day around the National Football League. So this is a pretty pivotal week for everybody in the organization. If you're one of the guys that's battling for a starting spot, that will be determined by September 10th when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to town. But if you're one of those guys, there's 90 guys on the roster or thereabouts right now. If you're one of those guys trying to make the final roster at 53 with just one cut, and that cut will come, I believe, Saturday after the game is over on Thursday. Teams will have a chance to look at their roster, decide what they're going to do, decide what cuts they're going to make. And they've got approximately 90. I think they may be down to 89 guys with the lot with Urbick. They let Urbick go. Who did he get here? Oh, Dominican Sue. I think he may make the squad, but I'm not sure yet. He might have to have a big game on Thursday on the sideline if he wants to make the roster here. But anyway. This is a big week. Big week for these guys trying to make the roster. As I said, I think we're at 89. Just this last week, the Dolphins waived Keith Urbick with an injury settlement. He can come back. They're saying he's probably about a month before he's able to come back and play again. The Dolphins would be able to re-sign him if he comes back the next month. So they're at instead of 90, they're at 89. They've got to get down to 53 before they go ahead and get their practice squad back together on Sunday or Monday. I'm not sure which day that works out, but they'll get that all worked out. Saturday they've got to get the practice. Saturday they'll make their moves. Saturday they'll release players. They'll have a day. They'll get the practice squad guys re-signed and come back, and then they'll be ready to go to get the season open. But that makes out there, so you've got 53, 63, 73. You got 29 guys that aren't going to be on the roster come cut down date, and going to be a lot of guys out there, 1,200 guys approximately around the National Football League looking for jobs out there. So this is a very, very big week. Now, if you're Miami Dolphins, if you're the football team, if you're a member of that guys, they're going to be that 53-man roster. This team's got to tighten up. We saw a lot of good things in Philadelphia. I think the running game with Jay Ajayi, couldn't ask for it to be any better than what we saw there. I think certainly Jay Cutler gave you a glimpse into what this offense is going to be this year. He's a guy that likes to throw it downfield, make the big play. I was just in the bubble watching practice. Threw another bomb. Devontae Parker again goes up over the top and comes down with the ball. So we're going to see a lot of that and continuing to try and throw the ball down the field. So good stuff there. Let me see where I'm at here. I'm getting into different days here. So you're starting to see what this offense is going to be like defensively. Certainly on the defensive side of the football, they've got to find a way to shore up their pass coverage in the secondary. Up front, felt pretty good about the run defense for the most part, what they were doing, especially when the first team was in there. I like what I see. Lawrence Timmons, boy, he proved what kind of player he's going to be Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. This guy is going to be a beast with Kiko Alonso on the other side. Mike Hull continuing to work that middle linebacker. Now, Ray Malaluga practiced yesterday. He's out there and practicing today, trying to get himself in shape and ready to play. Malaluga says he wants to give it a try on Thursday night. Whether or not he's going to be in condition to do that Thursday night, we'll have to wait till then to find out. But he's doing all he can to get ready for the season opener. If he's ready, how much he'll play, well, that certainly is yet to be determined for Ray Malaluga. But right now, Mike Hull, who probably will see of all the starters or so-called starters at this point, will probably see the most time out on the football field as any of the projected starters out there, as they want to continue to give him the work, continue to get him acclimated to being that starting linebacker, whether it's making line calls, making adjustments at the line of scrimmage, whether it's just getting guys in and out of the huddle and doing all the things that he needs to do. So he should get more work, but I wouldn't expect to see very many of the other starters out there, maybe in the offensive line. That's the other side where you look at, you flip over back to the offense. And a couple concerns I had with the offense was just that, pass protection. You had a sack very early in the game. Juwan James had some problems. Laramie Tunsil had some problems. So they certainly have to clear that up. But I think those are things that can be done. You know, the good thing is there's good mistakes and there's bad mistakes. The ones that the bad mistakes are the ones where you just get beat physically and you've realized that, hey, I'm just not good enough to play against this guy. I don't see very much of that happening with this football team. Well, certainly when it comes to pass coverage, mental breakdowns, you know, sloughing off on a guy when you're supposed to be covering him, not being in the right position, taking bad angles, all those things can be fixed. And the Dolphins have about 2 weeks to get everything fixed and cleaned up before they get ready for the opener. So certainly there's a lot of work to be done between now and then. Let's jump on some of your questions. Chris Ballard, how concerned should we be about the defense? How about the O-line? Well, I think they're obviously after that game, there's some concern in the secondary and the defensive side. I'm very, very happy with the front seven. The guys up front, especially now you look at that defensive tackle rotation with Ndamukong Suh, with Godshaw, with Vincent Taylor, Jordan Phillips in there. You like that rotation. You like the rotation with defensive end. I think Charles Harris, I know he hasn't been putting up sack numbers that he wants to put up during the preseason, but I think his activity, the way he goes about his business, is good. I think when you put William Hayes in there, it really changes the look of this defense. I'm very, very pleased with the front seven, and I'm very, very optimistic about how they're going to play. On the offensive side of the football, I think we all are very happy with the passing game that we see with Jay Cutler. If Jay Cutler can just be disciplined and hit his spots when they're available, not try to squeeze the ball in there too often, I think that's going to work. I talked about Jay Ajayi and his ability to run the football. Looks better than he did last year at this point in the season, which bodes well if he can stay healthy and have a similar season to what he had last year. Is really going to springboard this offense into being what they want to be. I'd like to see a little bit more from the tight end position, Julius Thomas. I'd like to see him get more action as the season gets going. And I think that's going to happen. I think Jay Cutler knows how to use that tight end going down the seam. I think we'll see a little more out of him than we saw during the preseason. But again, my concern on offense right now, just after watching that last game, is protection, particularly protection on the outside. I talk about Urbick being released, so it looks like Jesse Davis is probably going to be the starter in that left guard position. He's a big body, a physical guy, and I think as long as Mike Pouncey's in there, I think they're going to be very, very good along the offensive line. So that's kind of how I feel about that. Facebook, Freddie Tank Flores, do you see playoffs with this football team? Well, I think everyone believes this can be a playoff football team, but I look at the National Football League, and I'm not talking about the Dolphins' schedule in particular. It's such a roller coaster from week one to week 17 in the National Football League, whether it's injuries, whether it's physical problems, whether it's guys that just kind of lose their focus at some point in the season. You know, most games in the National Football League from start to finish are going to come down to 3 points. 3 points or less usually dictates the final score in a National Football League game. And certainly with the Miami Dolphins last year, it seemed like almost every game came down to that final drive, the final two drives, as to what's going to happen. So you never know. And I guess the point I'm making is this could be a better football team in a big way over last year, and their record may not reflect it, based on what the Dolphins did last year, going 10-6. But I think this is a football team that certainly has the players, certainly has the head coach, certainly has the assistant coaches, and the mindset to be another playoff team this year. They've just got to go out and get the job done on the field. Paramount to them, as far as I'm concerned, man, you got to get off to a quick start. You can't go 1-4. You can't have one of those years where you go out there and you find yourself in a deep hole after 1 month in the season and then try to claw out of it as you move on. They've got to get off to a quick start. They've got to go out. They've got to play the Tampa Bay Bucks. They go out to L.A. to play the Chargers. Then they've got the New York Jets. Then they go to London to play the New Orleans Saints. That is going to be a tough road to hoe. 3 games on the road, 1 game at home, and that's going to be tough to come away with a winning record. But somehow, some way, this football team needs to find a way to come back from London with a winning record so they can proceed through the rest of their schedule. I think that's very, very important to them. Tim Russell from Facebook. Is the offense clicking already behind our new quarterback? Well, if you saw the game on Thursday night, you have to say yes with that. I talk about Jay Ajayi running. You talk about Jay Cutler throwing the ball down the field and his penchant for it. And look, you throw it up for Parker. Throw it up for Parker. He's going to go out and get the football for you. We've seen that time and time and time again. So certainly it's something we're going to see a lot through the season. And Jarvis Landry underneath, Kenny Stills doing what he does. Leonte Crew emerging as a wide receiver, and we'll see who's going to be the other one or two guys that are going to fill out that wide receiver room. But I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about this offense, because I do think they're clicking when Jay Cutler's in there. There's no doubt about that. So I think we can expect to see more of that as things go on. Leon, I think I lost my place here. Who's with me here? Bobby McCain? Hey, Bobby, how you doing, man? Sit down. Hey, Leon, can you help fix this computer for me while I got Bobby here? Bobby, just wrapping up practice in there. You guys taking it easy?
I did it to him.
Oh, you did it to him, so he's going to jump on you? You going to take up some of the space, sir, Jay?
No.
You going to let him go? All right. Here you go, Bobby. Here's some here. Hey, Bobby, how you feeling about where you're at right now, how this team's coming along? You've been through three preseason games, and this one, you know, I'm not sure how much everyone's going to play in this preseason game, but now it's about getting ready for the Tampa Bay Bucs in the opener on September 10th. How do you feel this team is progressing where you're at right now?
You know, we're getting better every day, and all you can do is come in and work, go to work, and prepare for Tampa, like you said, but also prepare for Minnesota. You know, we got a lot of young guys, and including myself, man. I'm still a young guy, but, you know, just taking preparation each and every day to get ready for that season over game one, and we're going to go try to get it done.
At the end of season last season, I think if you're like most guys in the National Football League, you kind of reevaluate what your season was like and then try to come up with a game plan during the offseason. What do I need to do to get better between now and the time training camp rolls around and then by the time that the season rolls around? What have you done during the offseason? What have you tried to improve in your football game?
Just consistency and technique, man. You know, you can never – as long as your technique's flawless, you know, regardless of what kind of position you put yourself in, you can win. And like I said, going to get the ball is a big thing for me, myself, and the defense. Just getting the ball, allowing the offense to score more points. And, you know, like I said, but for me, consistency within technique.
Coach Gase has talked about that a lot during this preseason, turning the football, taking the takeaways, taking the football away from the other team. I know you guys talk about it. How much point of emphasis has that been put on by your coaching staff?
A lot, because if you can get takeaways, man, the percentages of you winning the football game goes way up. And like we said, we want 2 to 3 a game, and if we can make it happen, we can make more happen. But we pride ourselves on defense, and that's the job we're gonna do.
You're Bobby McCain. Bobby, you get a chance to play outside in the corner, but most of the time you're inside that slot spot. What's the difference between one and the other?
It's the same game, but it's also a different game. You can say it's both. In the slot, you know, that there's a lot more space, and they're quicker guys.
You feel this guy looming over your shoulder over here, Big JT.
Let's get Julius.
Come on, man.
He's got a haircut. Julius Thomas, how you looking? Pretty good. How's it going out there?
Man, it's good, man. We're having fun. It's getting to the end of preseason, so, like, you know, we're moving from battling with these guys every day to going out there and trying to focus on what we got to do in the season.
Getting excited about it, huh?
We're going to have some fun.
There you go.
I think you just got fine. You just got fine by Anthony Fasano there. Cool. Hey, so talk a little bit about the difference between some people, being an outside corner and sliding in and being that nickel guy on the inside.
Yeah, you know, you have to use your help inside. And, you know, there's a lot of bodies in there. You got to fit in on the run. You have to cover the wideouts. I go against the best slot in the league every day in Jarvis. So, you know, we make each other better. And, you know, like I said, you got to be able to play with great technique. And if you don't, he'll make you look crazy.
Yeah. Bobby, obviously in the game Thursday, there were some breakdowns in the secondary. Mm-hmm. You guys had a chance to watch that on the tapes and stuff. And to me, you know, there's two kinds of two kind of errors out there. There were
Bobby caught an interception today.
He caught an interception today.
Wow.
Did he sky for it?
No, it was a great play, but you should have seen the punt after. It was terrible.
Oh,
one of the more popular guys in the team here, obviously. So you got a chance. There are two kind of errors you can make: physical errors where you just get beat, and mental errors that you can. To me, physical errors are the ones I'm more concerned about, because if you can't compete with that guy, it's going to be a long day for you.
Yeah.
But the mental errors, when you see them on tape, you can fix them. Were the things that happened on Thursday night things that were fixable?
Yeah.
Things that you can work on with practice and take them out of your game.
Definitely fixable. You know, we came in and we watched the tape. And, you know, we tell the truth in our room. Yep. In the defensive room, that's what we pride ourselves on, telling the truth. If we didn't have a great day, we're going to tell you you had a terrible day. If you had a great day, we'll tell you you had a great day. And that's as a team. Coach Gase does a good job with that, telling you the truth. And that's what you want in a coach. Yep. But, yeah, we come in, you can fix those things. And, like I said, we're working on each and every day trying to get them right.
Matt Burke with his defense, how do you see it with him as a defensive coordinator in there? And this defense, when I watch you guys out there, and really, quite frankly, this whole football team, offensive and defensively, excitable bunch. You guys seem to have fun at practice. You have fun in the games. You know, you take care of business. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to celebrate, you celebrate. And it seems like a good, enjoyable group to be with on that side. Everybody with the same goal in mind, just being as good of a defensive team as you could be.
Yeah, for sure. We have the thoughts of the University of Davie. You know, you're going to come out. We're going to have fun. Yeah. But we're going to play hard. And, you know, we're going to be about business when it's time to go. When it's third down, let's put our boots on. Let's go to work. But after we win, after we get a sack or a pick or something, have fun, man. That's what it's all about. And we know Coach Gase doesn't want us to take away from that. Coach Burke doesn't want us to take away from that. You know, go out, live it up, but make sure you get your job done.
Well, what is the difference with Matt in there? I know Matt's talked about coming in, not really changing scheme, not changing terminology, but he used the term just tightening up the defense. Have we seen that happening?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's a great coach. He's really smart. So he knows what he's doing, and he's been in the defense a long time. So just tightening up, we're making sure things that aren't there don't come upon us, you know, because the little things that you don't see in the preseason, they might come in week 12, and that may be a big play to win the game. So just little things like that, and going over situational football, making us aware of what we need to do, whether we need to play, what leverage, what technique, where we need to be. That's all big.
You guys come to training camp, and it was a crowded secondary, a lot of good guys out there, a lot of competition. How was the competition, and how did that make you guys better over the course of the summertime?
Iron sharpens iron, man. You know, competition always going to make you – it's going to bring the best out of people, no matter who you are, no matter if you're an 8-year vet or a rookie. Competition is going to bring the best out of you, and, you know, that's what we want to do in our room and on this team.
Well, you're still a young guy, but you've been around for a while. You're starting to feel like that veteran. You kind of know what to expect. You know what you got to do. I mean, and you know how you've got to improve.
Yeah, you know exactly what you have to do to improve. Yeah. You know what you have to do to get better. You know what you have to do on a consistent basis just to stay, stay in the league, man. Yeah. Not even on the team, just to be able to, because it's a hard league to get in. And you know, unfortunately, they have to make the cuts and they have to do what they got to do. But you know, just being a guy that's been here 3 years, you know, okay, I got to take care of business. This is what I got to do. You can't party. You can't. Yeah. You got to leave the women alone. You got to have, you know, just take care of your business.
You got to leave women alone.
Yeah, man. You know, that's none of my business, man.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're coming down to, you know, it's different. You know, usually you would have a cut down date after the last game. Now it goes all the way until after the final preseason game. So you got a lot of guys that have been on this team, and different than when I played, from the standpoint that, man, you guys have been together since March.
Yeah.
OTAs, conditioning, mini camps, all those things. So guys that have been on this roster that, unfortunately, after next week aren't going to be in this roster, they've been around you guys a lot of time. They've already become teammates of yours. How tough is it when you get to that final cut down, when you see these guys that have just worked their asses off all this time, and you have to say goodbye to them?
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough because our room is really close, and with the young guys and the old guys, our room is really tough, really close. I'm sorry, and we have a good mix too. Yeah. And you know, it's gonna suck to see those guys go, but unfortunately, that's the business.
Yeah.
And you know, well, like I said, we'll keep in touch and we'll keep in contact, and hopefully, you know, we can bring it back.
Yeah. The football team got off to a slow start last year, came back, won 10 games, 6 in a row at one point, make the playoffs. You come back, and I know this football team, it feels confident about what you guys can be, but you know the NFL, and it's a roller coaster ride from start to finish, and you could be a better team, not have the same as good a record as you did. That's just the nature of the game. But how do you feel about this football team, and as a team, what are your thoughts going forward, and what's going to make this a successful team, successful season for you guys?
A big thing for us is not looking back at last year. Yeah. Not looking back at last year and saying, oh, we were here and we were this close, but just taking it one game at a time, one day at a time, one practice at a time, and just getting, like I said, just getting the job done. Yeah. That's a man's job, is to get it done. And each and every week, we're going to come out and we're going to prepare to win.
You can't look back at last year and use that as something to build on, but certainly it gives you confidence to know at what level you can play out and how good this football team can be when you play at your peak.
Yeah, it lets you know, when you play well, you know, you can be rewarded. And that's what we look forward to doing, man. I'm not going to sit here and say we want to repeat of last year, because we don't. You know, we want to be bigger and better than last year. But, like, not talking about it, just – like I said, going in, we try to have that mindset of just going in and winning one game. Yeah. That's what Coach Gay says, win one game and then take it to the next game.
A couple of weeks, you got the opener, the home opener. Haven't had a home opener around here for a while, so you get a chance to open up against the Tampa Bay Bucks at Hard Rock Stadium. You've been there for those games. What's it going to feel like on opening day when you come walking out of that tunnel?
It's going to be exciting, man. It's going to be really exciting. I know that, especially now with the new stadium, they did a great job. And, you know, the fans are going to come out after the type of year we had. And hopefully we're going to do it bigger and better this year.
All right, your group, you got in there, offense and defense. I was going to ask you this at one point, and then someone jumped up here. You get to stand back there in the secondary. Not you just stand back there, but, I mean, you're back in the secondary. You got a whole new front seven, it looks like, up there with the young guys coming in, Gottschalk, Taylor, Charles Harris. You're looking along the defensive front. You got Mike Hall in there, the linebacker. Lawrence Timmons steps in there. Mm-hmm. When you guys stand back there and look at those guys up front, what do you think of that group?
It looks unbelievable on paper, man.
There's some grown men up there, aren't there?
There's some men up there, man. It's some real dogs up there. Yeah. You know, that's but our front seven, even the back end, we got some real dogs. And now we just got to put it down and put the work in and bring it together and show what we're capable of. Because the defense on paper, we look it's unbelievable. But now we just got to do the job.
All right, Bobby, I appreciate you stopping by, man. Always a pleasure. And stay healthy. Wish you the best of luck this year. And let's come away with some picks. How about that?
Thank you. All right.
Appreciate it. Bobby McCain, going to do a good job out there for the Miami Dolphins. You go ahead and head on in there. I know everyone's going to bust your balls when you get in there for sitting over here. But that comes with the territory, right? All right. Bobby McCain, and it was I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see how good this defense can play, no doubt about it. Let me see, where are we at? Where were we at here? Offense clicking. I got a Periscope question from King Edlin. Releasing Urbeck, what does that mean for the O-line? Good with what we have, or signing? I don't think they're going to sign a guy. I think they've been looking at Jesse Davis. They've been giving him the opportunity to go in there. Isaac Asiata, the fifth-round draft choice, I don't think he's ready. I would expect him to be a guy that's probably probably doesn't dress up most of the season. And I just don't think he's ready to be active. You still have Steen in there that can play the guard in the tackle position. Now, look, if somebody gets released on that final cutdown day and they can pick him up for a little depth, I think that's the case. But I think right now this team is content with where they're at. Again, the caveat being, see who comes out there when the waiver wire hits after that final game and see if there's somebody they feel that can improve their roster, whether it's the 53rd guy, 52nd guy, or whatever, to get someone in there. So, yeah, I think they'll do it. Omar Feliciano, do you think the Dolphins are really listening to Landry trade talks? I can't tell you for a fact. I would be shocked if Jarvis was let go. Look, I was just watching him in there, and the guy he's electric on the football field. He's the guy that really cranks this offense from an emotional standpoint. There's a lot of upside to Jarvis, and I understand the difference between touchdowns and yardage and all those types of things and how important touchdowns are. But, look, I think Jarvis Landry, I think he's a perfect fit for this football team. I would be absolutely shocked if they made a move with Jarvis, unless it was for something that was just, crazy, crazy, out of this hand that you couldn't think was coming your way. Where am I at here? Chris Cisco Malero. Chase Allen is looking good. Does he make the team? He's a kind of a borderline guy there, Chase Allen. I think that in the game on Thursday night, I think I have some misgivings. I'm just not sure that he's fluid enough or quick enough to get the job done. Not sure. I think if he makes the squad, he probably makes it as a practice squad player. Somewhere there, I just don't see it from a standpoint of being, right now I would say he's your fourth middle linebacker with Ray Malaluga coming in. So I'm not sure that's in the cards for him. But, hey, look, a lot of things can happen on Thursday night. A lot of things could change over the course of a week. But right now I would say that he's down in the lower tiers looking up. And whether he comes up or not and earns a job, I'm not sure. Another Periscope at Kaleska. Is there any concern about the lack of plays Harris is making? Now, I'm not concerned about Charles Harris and the impact he's going to make. I think he's a guy learning to play in this league. I think he's learning to understand how physical you've got to be to get the job done from that defensive end position. But I think the Dolphins are very, very satisfied with him, very satisfied with what they've seen out of him. And I think you're going to be satisfied with what you see out of Charles Harris as the season progresses. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today out here. I think they're getting ready to turn the sprinklers on me again here, so I'm going to get out before I get soaked. We're going to be back on Wednesday. Dolphins will head to Minnesota on Wednesday, so we'll get on the air just before we jump on the plane and head out. I think we're thinking about 10:30, is that what we're thinking about? On Wednesday, 11 o'clock, 10:30 on Wednesday is where you can expect to see. If we'll pop up on your iPhone and your computer, or on your iPad, whatever you got, or your Microsoft pad, whatever you got, your what do we call this?
Surface.
You know, I'm sorry, but my technical terminology on this equipment, I can barely make any of it work. So if I can't make it work, how can I know what names they are? But anyway, we'll be back on Wednesday. You guys have a good couple days. We'll talk to you then. Take care.